Doctor Who. Starring Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith. No More Lies by Paul Sutton.
I hate it when you're right. Be careful.
Come on, keep on, pretty boy.
Lucy, slow down.
Ah, there you are, Doctor. What the blazes? The Tarmodog must be hungrier than I bargained for.
This way, my brothers. I can smell time.
Now the Tarmodog have breached the hull. They're inside, Lucy. Lucy!
Zimmerman must have found a way to activate the ship's temporal systems. The Tarmodog are heading for it like moths to a flame.
Which way?
Which way? How do I know which way? You're the one careering around trying to get your backside blown off.
You're always looking at my bum, Luke.
What? I'm not.
Right then, this way!
Wait, Lucy. I'm serious. Zimmerman is going to try a time jump to steal this ship. But with the Tarmodog attacking, the entire thing could depressurize at any moment.
All the more reason to find him quickly!
Will you just wait?
There you are. Gordon, this is a party. What are you doing sitting outside the family mausoleum?
Oh, I'm thinking about Dad. Death. Oh, I don't know. I'm not shirking my responsibilities, Rachel. Don't worry. The grounds are tight as a drum.
I don't doubt it. Now cheer up. Come on. Come and dance.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Oh, you know what I mean. Pick up thy walking stick, little brother, and thy plastic hip, and enjoy thyself.
Well, for pity's sake, Rachel, this is supposed to be...
supposed to be my party. And if you don't start enjoying yourself, I'll dunk you in the fountain and leave you hanging from the mausoleum to drip dry.
Rachel.
Right, there's Nick. You stay here, then, grumpy uts.
Rachel, don't... Why do I always do that?
Sweetheart.
There you are.
Sorry, darling. Look, see if you can sort out that miserable brother of mine, can you? He listens to you.
I can hear you, you know.
And keep him talking while I dig out one of the target pistols and shoot him in the other blasted hip.
Charming.
But don't be too hard on him, eh? Doing the security for day has given him back some self-respect. It's not the same.
Okay, my love.
We'll catch up with you in a moment.
I said I heard all that.
Listen, Gordon, we're all dealing with this in our own way.
Dealing with what?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Just try to stop being such an idiot.
I'm just tired. Everyone's tired. Physiotherapy didn't go well today, that's all.
Gordon, I love you like a brother-in-law.
I am your brother-in-law.
Well, there you go, then.
It's just so...
I know, Gordon. I know.
Right, then. Best bullet-shattered hip joint forward.
That's the spirit.
I wonder sometimes what it is that I've come to like about you, Lucy.
I told you, me bum.
Will you stop obsessing about your gluteus maximus?
You love it, you know you do.
I've got you, Doctor.
Doctor! I'm all right. Now run.
Man, I am so gonna get this creep.
You know, I almost feel sorry for you, Zimmerman.
What is it?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. You were right. Everyone's just so tired, even me, it seems.
Well, if you fall apart, we've all had it. Look, what is it you always say? If there's no way of getting around something, you've just got to plough straight through it.
Yeah. Look, Gordon, why don't we...
What?
Nothing. I was just going to suggest that the three of us go for a quiet drive out to the Chairmaker's Arms tomorrow afternoon to just calm down. I said that earlier, didn't I?
Not to me, you didn't.
Are you sure? But I could have sworn...
Oh, you must have mentioned it to Rachel.
Oh, yes. That must be it. Mrs. Jensen, how lovely of you to come.
I know you can hear me, Zimmerman. You have to stop this.
Now, where's your little friend, Doctor?
Give it up, Zimmerman. Hey, nice face suit. Not your collar, though.
Ah, there you are. How nice to see you again.
Think again, cowboy. Your famous time whip doesn't have much effect on me. The doctor said I'm not a full-blown time sensitive, remember? I just travel with one, don't I? Oh, my, my. What have we here, then?
Now, keep away from that.
Thought it looked important. Hatched to an escape pod, I suppose. Right, then. Give it up, or I push every blinking button on this panel.
No! Don't touch anything. I'll... What do you want?
Well, I could murder some chips and gravy.
Lucy, are you okay?
Doctor, stay back! He's got the... Doctor! Doctor, get up!
Now step away from the launch control, Lucy, or I'll send enough raw temporal energy into your friend to erase him from existence.
Okay, I'm moving. Look, this is me, moving.
You have no idea, little girl, just how rare this time technology is.
Oh, so you're a collector? And there's us thinking you were stealing it to sell as a weapon to the highest bidder.
Don't push your luck.
Whoever buys it will use it to kill billions of people. You know that, Zimmerman.
You're a clever one, Doctor. You know more about this dead Magmania race than I do. You tricked those navigators I'd hired into taking my ship and leaving. You even managed to get your TARDIS through the temporal current I bled into the bulkhead doors.
Actually, that was down to me. That was. Current reminded me of water, and we can dam water, so Bob's your Auntie Fanny. He did all the techie bits, though. My idea, like...
It hardly matters. I've done what I came to do. I've got everything I wanted.
So you're just going to get into your pod and leave us to die when the ship depressurizes?
Desperation can lead a person to do anything, Lucy. And our Dr. Zimmerman here looks like a pretty desperate man to me, don't you think?
You've lost, Doctor!
Not to mention the Tarmadoc. You do know what those beings are, don't you, Zimmerman?
Of course I know what they are. I boosted the temporal spillage to attract them here.
But they're destroying the ship, and your rare time technology with it.
Of course. I see what he's doing now. Remove the Magbanyo temporal systems, splice them into an escape pod, and activate it to get away. Then let the Tarmadoc devour the evidence that the rest of the ship ever existed in the first place. The perfect way to cover his tracks. You know, Zimmerman, that's really rather impressive.
I know.
Now, if you'll both just excuse me.
Zimmerman, if you leave in that pod, you'll be murdering us. Plain and simple.
Well, it's like I always say.
If there's no way of getting round something, you've just got to plough straight through it. Goodbye, Doctor.
Lucy.
Zimmerman! He's draining the last of the ship's power into the pod. Lucy!
Why are you out of here?
Don't wait for me.
I'll just have to use irony instead.
There she is.
Don't worry, all under control now.
If you'll just excuse me for a second.
Sorry, sis.
Come on. It's okay. Oh,
sorry.
Hello, hello. Is this thing on? Yes. Well, yes, thank you, thank you. Very quickly, thank you all for coming. You know how much it means to us, well, to Rachel and me, so I won't go through all that again. Now, this evening is for Rachel, to welcome her back to us. Because we're all so very lost without her. As indeed I literally was when we met 30-odd years ago in the lanes at the bottom of the hill there. So then, I wonder how we can make her repay us for this mighty show of affection. Well, you know, I think the only thing that will do it is a song. Rachel?
I knew he'd do something like this.
I'll hold your drink.
Why have you stopped? Oh.
You are a time traveler.
Let me guess. This hulking great thing is a Tarmadoke.
Don't let it touch you.
Why are you destroying this ship?
We rather thought that was down to you, matey.
Zimmerman's escaped into the vortex. Now there's nothing holding the ship together.
I must find the one who is doing this.
Lucy, quick, into the TARDIS.
Shall I sing?
How about You Are My Sunshine? Just for me.
No. I know. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the garden party.
Are we there yet?
Chasing a lash-up time machine through the vortex isn't exactly simple, you know.
Why didn't that Tarmadoke kill us?
It could have done, easily. They absorb time, feed on it, like flowers absorb sunlight.
Photosynthesis?
Chronosynthesis. But it was drawn to the temporal backwash from Zimmerman's dematerialization. Much more tasty than the chrononuclei in me. At least I assume that's why. It did seem rather angry about something, didn't it?
Well, they've all copped it now. And the Megbonya ship.
The ship, yes. But the Tarmadoke live in the vortex. They'll just be flung back into it now that the time disturbance is gone. And shush, will you?
Well, it's your fault. I had everything under control back there until you came poxing in.
Just focus the scanner, please. Poxing, indeed.
Oh, Doctor, I think we've reached the end of the line. That's Earth.
Turn the sound up.
Tarmadoke.
And the vortisaurs. There's hundreds of them.
They couldn't have got here before us, could they? Waiting to ambush us.
This is the time vortex, remember? Before and after are all relative. But no, I don't think it's us they're after. Something else has attracted them. See how they all seem to be attacking one particular spot, trying to get through into real space. Now, that's an interesting thing, don't you think?
They seem to have become interested in us after all.
So then, here's a chance for you all to brush up on your Hungarian. Those of you who have made the intermittent attempts to learn my mother tongue, at least. Seriously, though, your efforts filled a gap because we had no children to inflict it upon. So, thank you. Tears and care.
sound good, Doctor.
I suppose I could send a pulse through the TARDIS's outer shell. Sound vibrations disorientate them. It should shake them off.
Whatever you do, you better do it quickly, or they'll tear the TARDIS to shreds.
Done it. We'll have to materialize before they break through the force field.
Where?
Exactly where Zimmerman landed. Type in the coordinates.
What? How?
Just copy them from that panel. I need to hold the force field stabilizers.
Oh, Doctor, there's something wrong with these coordinates. It says temporal recurrence warning.
Just do it.
Okay, okay. Backseat drivers. Normal enough.
I can't see Zimmerman's pod.
No, but I can see Zimmerman. There. Oh, he must be at least 30 years older.
We've arrived decades too late. There's no telling what he could have gone up to in that time.
Called his old friends the Tarmadoke for a start.
So it would seem. But at least they're still in the vortex.
Then let's get out there and do him.
Lucy.
Nice quiet parking spot. Neatly hidden behind topiary. Well done, me.
Let's just try and be unobtrusive, shall we?
All right, all right. But if I see him again, I'll have him. I'm telling you.
There's something not quite right here. Can you smell kippers?
Oh, come on, if you come in.
It is here. Somewhere. What is ours? The leader has made it through the barrier on the timeship. The bridge has been achieved. I feel it too. An interstice between us and the Earth. It will widen, and we will have what is ours.
Thank you, everyone.
Sweetheart, that was beautiful.
It's quite taken it out of me. Would it be rude if I went and had a little lie down, do you think?
No, not at all. I'll take you up to the house.
This is all a bit posh. Marquees, live music, waiters and waitresses.
And I think we can guess how Zimmerman paid for it. I suggest we mingle with the guests and look invited.
Tennis courts are down there behind the trees, Peter.
Well, here's your chance. Go mingle.
Excuse me, miss, sir. I wonder if you wouldn't mind showing me your invitations.
So much for that, then.
And why should we show them to you, Mosh?
I do forgive Eliza Doolittle here. What she means to say is that she's Lucy, and I'm her friend, the Doctor.
Gordon Davidson. I'm responsible for security this evening. So, if I might just,
You all right there, Gordon? You look like someone's just thrown a bucket of cold water over you.
Well, it's stupid, really, but meeting you, miss, I feel like... Well, like it's the first time in years something new has happened to me. Something unexpected.
If you're trying to chat me up, forget it. You're old enough to be me granddad.
What? No, of course not. I merely...
Wait a minute. You feel you've done everything tonight a million times over. Is that it?
Well, yes. That's just déjà vu, isn't it?
Déjà vu. Of course, you silly doctor. Lucy, what was that you said about the coordinates before we landed?
Well, there was a bulb flashing over a plaque saying temporal recurrence warning. Why? What does it mean?
It means you've materialized us inside a time loop.
I'll turn the covers back.
No, it's okay. I'll just lie on the duvet for a bit.
Then I'll sit with you. Let me take your shoes off.
That's better. No, darling, you go back downstairs.
Just until you fall asleep, sweetheart.
Hmm.
I've just materialised as inside a...
I need to think. Why time loop a garden party? Gordon, I need to speak to Dr. Zimmerman. Vitally important.
I don't think he'd want to be disturbed at the minute.
It's a security question, Gordon. You've appraised us wonderfully of the situation, and now we can do something about it. But I think Dr. Zimmerman should be informed, don't you?
Well, yes, I suppose so. If you'd both just be so good as to stay here...
Won't move a muscle.
Doesn't it ever bother you the way you manipulate people like that?
Yes. Now, what do we know about what's going on here?
Nothing.
Okay, what do we think is going on here?
Zimmerman messed up the time pod thingy. It shot him here and he's trapped himself in a loop.
But he's cleverer than that. And anyway, look at him. He escaped from us at least 30 years ago by his own timeline.
Well, maybe it aged him or something.
Perhaps, perhaps. But he's settled. This looks like his home. It's his party. Now, he's been here for years.
Trapped in the loop, you mean?
No, I meant he's been in the house for years.
But couldn't the time loop have been set up 30 years ago?
No, you see, he wouldn't age inside the loop. Wait a minute. What if he was trapped inside it at this age? And then it just ran and ran over and over. A circular occurrence like that could have existed for millennia.
So what? Zimmerman finds himself here, decides to destroy the planet, spends 30 years trying to call the Tarmadoc again, messes it up, and traps himself in a time loop.
I repeat, he's too clever for that.
Well, if he's so clever, why doesn't he get himself out of it?
Because he doesn't necessarily know he's in it. You saw how Gordon reacted to us, to the stimulus of something new. It only triggered the briefest of realizations that something wasn't right.
Okay. So they don't know they're in the loop, and Zimmerman is too smart a bunny to have thrown the cock things up switch himself. Then, clever clogs, who set up the loop?
Right, you cheating swine. Which end do you fancy?
All the same to me, Peter. I can win from either.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my God.
Where is it? Time is stale here. The way is not clear. Where is it?
I don't...
You know nothing. Give me your time.
Peter!
Give me your time.
How is she?
She's just dropped off. I'll leave her for half an hour.
There's a man and a girl downstairs. They'd like to talk to you urgently.
Who are they?
I don't know. They're not guests.
That's strange. Well, I suppose we better see what this mysterious couple wants.
He's going to chuck it down in a minute.
Perhaps the first question we have to ask is not who set up the loop, but why it exists in the first place.
That's a bit chicken and egg, isn't it?
Well, what would you suggest we concentrate on?
The Tarmadoc. We're down here talking rubbish about Fruit Loops, and they're up there trying to break in. Hey, maybe the loop's what's attracting them.
What?
You're right. Stupid suggestion. Forget it.
Not at all. You might be onto something. They're always attracted by time anomalies, but there does seem to be something different about this. Oh, never mind. Here comes Gordon with Zimmerman. Now, perhaps it would be a good idea if we split up. I'll talk to him. You go into the house. Try to find a study or something, a diary, anything like that.
Sounds like a plan. But watch him. You said yourself he's dangerous.
Dr. Zimmerman, how nice to see you again. Surprised to see me? I don't see why. It can't be more than, what, 10 minutes since we last saw each other.
Gordon, would you just give us a moment, please?
Okay, Nick.
Although it's evidently been rather longer for you, hasn't it?
I always knew you'd turn up one day, Doctor. How are you?
How am I? Still alive, thank you. Despite your best efforts on the McBunya time ship.
Please, Doctor, I don't want any trouble. Perhaps we can just sit down and talk.
Well, I certainly have a few things to tell you.
We have a summer house down by the stream.
Lead the way.
Another bedroom. What a surprise.
I'm getting nowhere here.
Nick? Is that you, Nick?
Then again.
Hello?
Sorry. I was looking for the,
This place is a maze, isn't it? I told Nick we should move to the townhouse now that we're getting on. Just on the landing, dear, in the corner.
What?
The facilities.
Oh, no. Actually, I was looking for... Well, I suppose I was looking for you, really.
Has Nick sent you up to check on me? Come in, dear. Close the door. You're one of the caterers, aren't you?
No, I'm Lucy. I'm a friend of... Well, I know Dr. Zimmerman.
Oh, surely not.
Excuse me?
You're about to tell me that you're having an affair with my husband, aren't you? That you can't live without him and that he feels the same about you, but simply can't bring himself to leave me.
No! Good God, no!
It's okay, dear. I'm only joking. Lucy, did you say? I'm sorry, Lucy, but in my experience there are only two reasons for looking as nervous as you do. And seeing as you're not about to break my heart, you must be here to purloin my worldly goods.
Oh, that's nice, that is. I've got a northern accent, so I must be about to do you over.
There's nothing wrong with your accent, dear, but you're not on the guest list, are you? And you are creeping about, rather.
Oh, are you okay? I'll go and get the doctor.
No, I'm all right. He hasn't called a doctor, has he? I did ask him not to.
I mean my friend, the doctor. That's his name. He can help.
The doctor? Oh, so you're that Lucy.
Please, Doctor, take a seat.
I'm supposed to believe you've turned over a new leaf, am I?
To be honest, Doctor, I have no idea what either you or I should believe or do. This is all so sudden.
Not for me.
So it seems. Problems steering the TARDIS.
Well, it would have been a great deal easier if the Vortex wasn't swarming with Tarmadoc and Vortisaurs.
You know, I can't have thought of the Tarmadoc for nearly 30 years now.
You're telling me you haven't got anything to do with their being here?
I don't know anything about it, Doctor. You know what? It's actually good to see you, my old friend.
We'll just forget about the time whip then, shall we?
Yes, I expect that did hurt. I'm sorry.
All this wealth. Which race showed up one day with an offer you couldn't refuse?
Actually, all this is my wife's. The McBanyo time technology was all but useless after I crashed here. I was barely able to extract myself from the pod's wreckage, let alone the device. As for summoning the Tarmadoc, then I'm afraid you're wrong again. If they're here... then it wasn't I who called them.
It is here. This monument to the dead. It is inside.
It's unbelievable.
What is? That he told me or that I accepted it?
That you married him knowing he's an alien.
Oh, he'd love to hear you say that. No, it was your ordinary story, really. I was out walking in the lane one day and Nick stumbled out of the hedgerow. He was in a bit of a state.
I'm not surprised. The doctor said his pod thing was a bit of a lash-up.
It crashed in the woods, practically buried itself. We put Nick up at my father's pub in the next village and he just sort of stayed.
And you two got it together and moved into this place. Lovely.
No, it was all woodland then. We bought the land and had this house built once my real estate company took off.
Are you okay?
Would you mind just opening the drawer and getting me two of my pills? Those are the ones. Thank you, dear. You know, you don't look to me like the type of girl who's usually lost for words.
You do know what he did to us, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And I suppose you're just going to say that you love him. I expect he's really nice if you get to know him.
But he's proved things to me. I don't just mean about his time machine and who he is. Well, perhaps I do mean who he is. The man he's become. Do you know, Lucy, what the strongest human emotion is?
This is where you tell me it's love, right?
Guilt. Guilt can turn a person inside out. Thank you.
I'm only human, Doctor, if you'll pardon the expression. I've become human. For God's sake, I've even cheated on my wife. I'm not proud of it, but surely it proves that I'm human, that I'm no more evil than anyone else on this planet. Rachel forgave me, incidentally. Do you know what it is to be forgiven, Doctor?
Yes, I know what it is to be forgiven.
Really? But it's not enough to be forgiven. You have to learn to forgive yourself. Otherwise, forgiveness is meaningless. I've forgiven myself for cheating on my wife, and I've forgiven myself for what I did on that time ship. Have you forgiven yourself, Doctor?
Why do I feel you're about to give me a leaflet?
I suddenly feel that we've missed so many years of friendship, Doctor.
Perhaps more years than you know. You're trapped, Zimmerman. Someone has trapped you here. Lucy worked it out.
Trapped? Nonsense. Where is that delightful Lucy?
In the house, I expect.
I don't want Rachel disturbed. She's not well. Gordon! I think I'd feel better if your young companion was here, where I could see her.
Listen, Zimmerman, if you didn't call the Tarmadog here, then something else is drawing them. A time loop.
A time loop?
Yes, you can feel it, can't you, sometimes. Sometimes you get that flicker of having done all this before.
And what's your explanation?
A time agent has tracked you down at some point in the past and imprisoned you in this bubble. Maybe I do it myself. In my own future, who knows?
Nick, is anything wrong?
A moment, Gordon. Go on, Doctor.
But the loop has been playing for too long, Zimmerman. That much repeated and concentrated temporal engineering, it's eroding the barrier between reality and the vortex. And it's going to let the Tarmadog in. I can't allow that to happen. I have to break it.
How are you going to manage that?
Every time loop has a focal point, something that creates the energy and limits the temporal horizon. I destroy that, the loop dissolves. The Tarmadog lose the scent, and the barrier can start to heal itself.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Doctor, give me your sonic screwdriver.
Not a chance. Without the sonic screwdriver, I can't trace the focus.
Doctor, if you don't hand it over, I shall be forced to kill you right here, right now. Then I shall find Lucy and kill her too, only more slowly and with infinitely more attention to detail.
Nick, this is insane.
Very well. Here. You're making a mistake, Zimmerman. There's no need for all these threats.
You have no idea what it is I need to do, Doctor. Gordon, this man and his girlfriend have come here to kill Rachel.
What?
Keep him here and watch him. He's dangerous. I'm going to find that accomplice of his.
Zimmerman, if you harm...
Shut it, you! I was 18 years in the CID, through the ranks to inspector. I may be hobbling along on this stick, but I could break your arm with it sooner than look at you.
He's lashing it down out there.
So you and the Doctor are here to make Nick pay for his crimes?
That's about the size of it. And I think someone got here before us.
What do you mean?
That's no ordinary stone.
At last! I feel it! It opens! It opens! Then let us finally end this hunt!
You're forcing my hand, Doctor. You made me remember. You made me remember. And now we both have to pay the price.
Gordon, be sensible. Why would I want to harm Rachel? I've never even met her.
What Nick says is good enough for me.
You know there's something going on here, Gordon.
Nick, what on earth's the matter?
Leave my wife alone, girl. Rachel, get away from her.
It's all right, Nick. I know who she is.
Yeah, I'm the one who's going to punch your lights out, Nick.
Nick! Rachel, I've got you. Come on.
Okay, Zimmerman, talk. What's going on here?
I've got it under control.
Oh, Nick, what have you done?
This way.
Doctor, my desk, come.
Gordon, here, let me help you. It's all right.
But we have to keep moving. I need my sonic screwdriver.
All right,
two damn great things riding pterodactyls are hunting us, and it's all right.
They're vortisaurs, not pterodactyls, and they're not coming after us. They're searching for the source of the time loop.
Aliens, screwdrivers, time loops. I met plenty of your type when I was in the Force. Nutters.
Gordon, do you really believe I am here to kill your sister?
Nick said...
Never mind what Nick said. You are a man of intellect, a seeker of truth. What do you feel? Could Lucy kill anyone?
All I know is what Nick told me. Oh, my God!
Don't worry, I'll think of something.
Time traveler.
Right.
Don't worry, Rachel. I can stop this. We just have to get to the mausoleum.
For God's sake, Zimmerman, you're one
still. Don't suck.
Another one. We'll never get past it without being seen.
Look, Zimmerman, if you know what's going on, just go and fix it. I'll look after Rachel.
I'm not leaving her.
You have to stop this, Nick. Stop this lie, please.
Rachel.
No words. Just go. Get to the mausoleum. Put an end to it once and for all. Lucy and I will distract this creature and give you time to get past it.
Like I didn't know that lunatic suggestion was coming.
I won't leave you.
You have to.
Look, Rachel's right. Get it sorted, Zimmerman. Here we go, then. Hey! I'll get it, Jocks! Over here! I've got you, Rachel. Come on.
Rachel, I love you. And I'll be back to get you.
Leader, we have breached the barrier. The heritage of our people is here, in this stone casket. Then we must break it free.
Gordon, don't move. Leave this to me.
Happily.
Give me your time!
Okay, here goes nothing.
How did you know how to do that?
I kept a vortisaur as a pet once, in a manner of speaking.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Steady, girl. Yeah, you see, they're not much more than huge flying bloodhounds. Excellent sense of smell, very acute hearing, hence the whistling. The Tarmadoc have trained them to hunt time fluctuations. This beauty here can lead us right to the source of the time loop.
What about the tar thing that was riding it?
Looks out for the count to me. Good girl. She needs a name, don't you think? You look like a Margaret. Gordon, doesn't she look like a Margaret?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she likes it, you see? Come on, I'll give you a leg up. The saddle should hold too.
What?
You want to save the planet, don't you? Solve the crime, make things right?
Yes, but I haven't envisaged doing it from the back of a giant prehistoric time bat called Margaret.
A mere detail. Right, come on. Come on, Margaret. Find that lovely time focus for me. Find it. Hold tight. Whoa!
This can't be sensible. Up and away!
Lucy, I'm sorry. I'm not really...
What's it waiting for?
I think it's enjoying itself. The kill at the end of the hunt.
Well, it won't enjoy this. Let's get this party started.
Please tell me you don't want me to sing to it.
I used to hang around with my Auntie Pat, who was a bit of a rock chick. She taught me a couple of things.
Lucy, it's coming.
I learned how to set up some really vicious feedback loops. And the doctor said these things don't get off on sound and vibration and stuff.
Lucy, whatever it is, do it now.
Cover your ears. Let's take this to 11, you time eating freak.
My brothers, we have our legacy, the heart of the last Mechbanya time vessel.
Get away from that, you filth. Doctor, this is ridiculous. The sky's thick with these things. How did they break through your precious time loop?
One of them must have attached itself to the shell of the TARDIS, my time ship. Its presence here has bolstered the entropic activity of the time loop.
In other words, they had a man on the inside.
Yes, Gordon. What's that building they're all headed for?
The mausoleum. Whoa!
Hang on. I think we're landing.
It was good while it lasted. This looks like the end of the concert for us. I'm sorry, Rachel.
No, Lucy, it is I who should be sorry. You see, I know what's happening here, and it's all because of me.
No, these things are here because of Zimmerman.
We are here to reclaim what was taken from the Megbarnior timeship. That which is ours.
Yours? It belongs
to... We are the Tarmadoc. But we were not always so.
Now, leave the time focus and go, or your leader will die.
You will not succeed.
My compliments to the pilot.
Well, quite the reception committee.
Nick, what on earth are you doing?
Get back, or Doctor... Help me. They mustn't take the focus.
It is rightfully ours! Stolen from us by you!
Nick, whatever it is, give it back to them!
Shut up, Gordon. You have no idea what this is about.
The Megbanyo time circuitry. So that's what's generating the power for the time loop. I thought you said it was lost in the crash.
Doctor, please. I didn't harm Lucy. She's safe.
You knew the focus was here, didn't you? All the while, I was imagining time agents and external forces imprisoning you. Oh, Zimmerman, I think I finally see what's really going on here.
What do you mean you were the Megbanyo? How? Why? What happened?
We evolved. For eons we have been the Tarmadoc, searching for some trace of our previous existence in the real universe.
You poor lost souls.
But our journey is coming to an end. Soon we will taste life.
I'm going to get the Doctor.
You are going nowhere. Your journey ends here, time traveler. It will taste good to absorb your time.
Close your eyes, Lucy.
Give me your time.
Release him, Zimmerman.
But, Doctor...
Do it, if you want my help.
So, Doctor, do you wish to help this criminal?
The Tarmadoc have killed innocent people here today. Whether that relic is yours or not, there are laws. I cannot let that go unpunished.
And what do you suppose will happen next?
Simple. I deactivate the time focus and you leave without it.
No!
Never.
But of course, to do that, I'd need my sonic screwdriver. Isn't that right, Gordon?
What? Oh, yes. I see exactly what you mean. Doctor, I can't allow you to break the loop.
Nick, I have to. I know now what you've done and I understand why, but...
I'm sorry, Nick.
Well done, Gordon. Quickly, the sonic screwdriver.
Catch!
Thank you, Inspector Davidson.
No, Doctor! I beg you!
What is that?
This? This is your return ticket.
No! Rachel!
Gordon, go after him! Go after him, Gordon! He needs you!
I'm on the case, Doctor!
What is happening?
Party's over, I'm afraid.
Lucy, something's wrong.
Oh, you're right. Hold on to me, Rachel. Looks like someone set the machine on suck rather than blow.
What is this? The interstice is closing!
Oh, thank the Lord.
Yes, and the Time Lord, if I know my doctor.
Rachel, are you all right?
I'm okay.
Rachel.
Gordon, Lucy, could Nick and I have a moment alone?
Of course. This way, Flash.
Flash? Oh, I get it. Yes. Oh, very funny.
Rachel, are you...
Hush, no, darling. It's all right. I know. I know what you did with that time travel machinery. But it's over, Nick. It's over.
Rachel, please. It can't be over. I can't let you go.
No. Hold me.
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel's dying, you know. No more remissions.
I know. That's why Zimmerman, Nick, set up a time loop to keep her alive. He trapped himself with her forever, one eternal evening, together in perpetuity. He must really love her.
He does. And so do I. My big sister.
But the loop's broken now. Rachel's going to...
No, I know.
I'd better find the doctor. I reckon he'll be wanting to be off soon. Will you be all right?
Me? Oh, I'll survive. I always do.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Gordon.
It was nice to meet you too, miss. Say goodbye to the doctor for me.
I will. Goodbye, Gordon. Flash.
Oh.
Rachel. I thought I was doing the right thing.
You have to accept it. I have. You have to let me go. My sunshine. No more lies, Nick. No more lies.
Oh, Rachel, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Shh. Shh.
Love somebody that much.
Well, well, well.
Oh, you made me jump.
You have no idea what I've been through to find you, Lucy Miller.
Sorry, do I know you?
We've never met before. But a friend of mine would very much like to meet you.
Typical, she knows I can't leave without her, so she's making me wait. The cloister bell. But the time loop is broken, the time I took have gone. Oh, no.
Lucy. Lucy? Where are you, Lucy? Lucy!
In No More Lies, directed by Barnaby Edwards, Paul McGann starred as the Doctor, with Sheridan Smith as Lucy Miller, Nick Zimmerman, Nigel Havers, Rachel Zimmerman, Julia McKenzie, Gordon Davidson, Tom Chadbon, Tarmadoc Leader, Tim Hudson, Headhunter, Katarina Olsen, sound design by ERS, music by Tim Sutton. The audio adventures of Doctor Who are produced by Sharon Gosling, Jason Hake Ellery, and Nicholas Briggs for Big Finish Productions.
Ah, there you are, Doctor.
This way, my brothers. I can smell time.
I've got you, Doctor.
It will taste good to absorb your time.
Sorry, do I know you?
We've never met before.
Where are you, Lucy?
But a friend of mine would very much like to meet you.
Lucy!
Beyond the Vortex, Part 6. Truth and Lies.
My name is Jason Hay-Gallery, and I'm the executive producer at Big Finish.
I'm Barnaby Edwards, and I am the associate producer, director, and casting director on the new series of Paul McGann Audios for BBC Seven.
Tears and care, tears and aroma.
No More Lies, another one of yours, and another one with a bit of a musical element to it.
Yes, again, very, very lucky to get Julia McKenzie, and she sings this extraordinary, beautiful Hungarian folk song that we had specially written for it, and she sings in Hungarian, so I take my hat off to her. Not only was she perfect at the acting, but she also learnt Hungarian and learnt this incredibly difficult song, and sings it really beautifully. It's lovely, lilting, haunting tune, and it's going to be the basis for the entire musical score. Because I think the unusual thing about No More Lies in this series, and it's good because we've got a series, we want to have different feelings to each different story. The unusual thing about No More Lies is that it is a love story.
Now, this evening is for Rachel, to welcome her back to us. Because we're all so very lost blood.
He must really love her.
The entire amorous interest in the story is the core of the plot, and you couldn't have the plot without the love story. And it's wonderfully played between Julia McKenzie and Nigel Havers.
My sunshine. No more lies, Nick. No more lies.
Oh, Rachel, I'm so sorry.
And Nigel Havers' character is an extraordinary one as well. He plays this sort of bizarre time thief, almost like a charming sort of space version of Raffles. And he's perfect for it, just perfect.
I always knew you'd turn up one day, Doctor. How are you?
How am I? Still alive, thank you.
And then Julia plays his wife, and she is spectacular.
I'm sorry, Lucy, but in my experience there are only two reasons for looking as nervous as you do. And seeing as you're not about to break my heart, you must be here to purloin my worldly goods.
I know that Julia does a lot of radio acting, as I'm sure your listeners will know, but one of the most amazing things about her is that she is word perfect. Absolutely pitch perfect every single time she does anything. I mean, I of all the stories that I directed for this, Julia, I never had to ask to do a second take because she was so perfect. She directs radio as well as being in it.
Oh, that's nice, that is. I've got a northern accent, so I must be about to do you over.
There's nothing wrong with your accent, dear, but you're not on the guest list, are you?
When you're thinking about casting things, it's not sufficient, as you would normally do for television or film or theatre, to think how people would physically go together. You have to think about their voices. So I spent a long time trying to work out what kind of voice would go with what kind of voice and who would contrast with who, because you don't want people who look completely different, who sound all the same. But also at the same time, you're trying to create a sort of whole vocal feeling for an episode. And this one is set in a quite sort of rich, elegant environment.
This is all a bit posh.
So to have the beautiful tones of Nigel Havers and then to accompany that with lovely, rich, slightly sort of European tones that Julia McKenzie put into it is a really, really lovely thing. And listening to some of the scenes that they did, they were, I know it sounds like an exaggeration and everyone's always saying this for because everyone's a lovey, but you know, there were tears in everyone's eyes for some of the scenes that Julia does, because she's just so beautiful and she's got such a subtle quality to her voice, and she can really pull your heartstrings.
We're all dealing with this in our own way.
Dealing with what?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Just try to stop being such an idiot.
I'm just tired. Everyone's tired.
And one of the other guest artists in this particular story, Tom Chadbourne. This must be his third time in Doctor Who.
Tom is brilliant. I think Tom is one of these great unsung heroes. Everyone, and I'm telling you, everyone knows Tom Chadbourne, but no one knows his name. He is brilliant, just a brilliant actor. He did one of the best ever Doctor Who television things with Tom Baker, called City of Death, written by Douglas Adams. I mean, I know Lalla Ward quite well, and I know Douglas was delighted by what Tom can do. And his voice is so wonderful. It's got a really rich quality, but he has a brilliant way of delivering comic lines in a really subtle and believable way.
You want to save the planet, don't you?
Yes, but I hadn't envisaged doing it from the back of a giant prehistoric time bat called Margaret.
Mere detail.
He can just underplay scenes so brilliantly with his sort of one-liners and things. I mean, he's a lovely, lovely man. And again, another one of my sort of heroes. I'm sure people, you know, people don't sort of know these kind of actors, but they are so good. And again, he is expert at doing audio.
What do you want?
Well, I could murder some chips and gravy.
And Sheridan Smith as a companion, a great bit of casting, but how did that come about?
Well, I mean, we're delighted when she said yes, but we had to go through quite a rigorous audition process. We auditioned a number of different actresses on two different audition days.
There was a lot of young ladies came in who were from up north. We decided to go with a companion from the north of England, which hadn't been done before. Actually, at one point, one of the actresses said, "You've got all the northern mafia in here, haven't you?" And they were all fantastic. But Sheridan shone out because her ability to do drama, I think, has been, you know, we haven't seen that enough over the last few years because of the comedy she's been doing. Her comic timing is undoubted.
Bye, Doctor! Nice not knowing you!
but the dramatic side of her acting hasn't come out that much recently, and she's just fantastic.
Because a lot of people think of her as Two Pints of Lager and Grown Ups, but then she's done all sorts in the past. I mean, I remember her in Holby City playing a bit of a psychopath.
Absolutely, and I've seen her in plays doing weird and wonderful things, and I actually went to see her doing Shakespeare in the park in Regent's Park, and she was fantastic in that.
I like your bloke. Commanding, isn't he?
He's not my bloke.
Yeah, right.
The really exciting thing about Lucy is that we've never seen that sort of character in Doctor Who before, and the great thing about coupling her with Paul is that Paul is quite an urbane, high church, very sophisticated doctor, and to have this brash northern lass with him is a magical combination, and they really spark off each other very, very well, and the whole journey that they go through together in the stories is brilliantly done, and they're perfect casting, so that's great.
Hello, admin. Lucy Miller speaking.
Next time on Doctor Who.
You're my PA now. Take a letter, Miss Miller?
I'll take four letters and make a word out of them if you're not careful.
Is it working now? Lucy? It's a bit odd, this place, isn't it?
Think about it. When did you last go home?
Can't remember.
We never went. We just thought we did.
Hello? I'm looking for human resources. Am I in the right place?
Hello? Are you the security guy?
Something's not right here.
Why are the doors locked? Oh, it's like that, is it?
Lots of things aren't right here. Are the others brainwashed or conspiring against you specifically? Why are we locked in?
Doctor Who, Human Resources, Part 1.
I feel like you're going to say, tune in next week to find out.
Stuff that. Let's find out now.
Beyond the Vortex featured contributions from Jason Haig-Ellery and Barnaby Edwards. It was produced by Martin Montague.
Oh no. I didn't know it was them. Why would it be them?